year, so I'm sort of, you know, doing my annual inventory of disappointing sexual experiences. It's the time of the year. I'm coming off my favorite season. Right now, I tend to sexually thrive in October. Because, not to brag, but I am sort of like a sex symbol in the horny, impoverished, haunted house employee community. Really just something about me. If you work in a haunted house, you just immediately foam at the mouth. I've never met a person dressed head to toe as Beetlejuice of any gender who didn't fully want to finger me until I die, right? Behind the nearest 7-Eleven. Like, something about me just really speaks to them. Had a good fall season. Going back a little bit, summer is my small man season. I don't know if anyone here has a small man season. I'm a taller lady, I'm 6 feet tall, and I appreciate a compact king, you know? It's just, they're really willing to give it their all, but that's not the reason that I love them, although they are efficient. The thing I love about having sex with small men, I realized this a couple years ago, fun sex hack if you've never tried it, is if you're a person with a longer torso and there was like a smaller man having sex with me, and there's a way that you can angle your head upwards just so that it looks like you're having sex with no one at all. It's like... The second it happened, I was like, oh, this is what I've been going for the whole time. And the small men are great. They slide right out of you, and they just, I don't know where they go. They scuttle on home. They're great. I love them. Pretty good year. Pretty good year. When you I know we live in an active hell, but like, pretty good year when you think about it. I went home recently. I'm from Massachusetts, the last state where the female orgasm is still illegal. Cool. We've got a woo. He also specified for Massachusetts, not for women coming. I've never come in my home state. That's just a fact about me. Lived there for quite some time. Not for lack of effort on anyone's part. I just can't afford the king's tariff that comes with that transaction in that state. But the last time I was home, I went out with a group of my friends to a bar in Boston. And I've been living here for a while now, and someone came up to me at the bar in Boston and was like, hey, I think I know you from somewhere. And I was trying to look cool, because that never happened to me before, and I wanted to look cool in front of my friends from home. And so I was sort of just trying to be cool and just like receive the compliment, you know? And so I was like, oh, cool. Like, where do you think you know me from? I don't know where I thought they knew me. I was like, hey, do you watch YouTube.com? Like, I'm not sure what I thought. But she was so confident. And I was like, cool, where do you know me from? And she was like, I know exactly who you are. Didn't you used to come to the same Dunkin' Donuts in Boston every single day for 3 years, order tuna by yourself and leave? And the second she said that, I knew exactly who she fucking was. It was my tuna barista from Boston. And I appreciate that she checked in, but it was very frustrating. She was like, oh my God, tuna, because she thought my name was tuna. Like, they never learned my name. I knew her name. Her name was Carla, but she called me tuna. Because I would. I, if you've never heard of the tuna sandwich at Dunkin' Donuts, don't feel bad. It's been discontinued for quote-unquote not being meat. So it's more of a mayonnaise-based dish, but I really liked it. And I would. I would go to the same Dunkin' Donuts every day and order, you know, just deep throat a tuna. And then get out of there. And she was very happy to see me. She was like, oh my God, tuna, I have to ask you. Do you remember the day you came in and there was no more tuna? And of course, as we all know, you know, we tend to black out traumatic events. So I did not remember the day there was no more tuna. right? But she wanted to recap it for me. She was like, oh my God, the drama. She was like, I just want you to know, Tuna, we talked about you at our morning meeting that day at the Dunkin' Donuts. Because the tuna sandwich had been quietly removed from the Dunkin' Donuts menu. She was like, there was no need for a press release. No one else had ordered it besides you. So we knew we were going to have to tell you personally. And she was like, Tuna, just so you know, I requested to be on register that day so I could tell you myself. She was like, you'd usually come in around 2:30. It's 2:30. You're not there. 3 o'clock, you're not there. 3:30, you're not there. We're starting to think someone else got to you first. She's like, finally, around 4 o'clock, you come in. And for the first time ever, you walked in and said, what's up, guys? I'll have the usual. She's like, and my heart fucking sunk. And I had to say to you, Tuna, there's no more tuna. And you just looked around like you were lost. You didn't even know where you were. And then after a second or so, you just said, well, then what else do you serve here? And left, and we never saw you again. And that's true, but that's because I moved away, left the state. But I like her version of events better. I was so angry there was no more tuna at the Dunkin' Donuts that I left the life I knew and never returned. I'll just tell you this and then I'll get out of your life forever, I promise. Is everyone here familiar with the song The Lady is a Tramp? Yes, we've a very popular song by Frank Sinatra. I was listening to it recently. There's a lot of twists and turns in this song narratively that you may not be aware of. I certainly wasn't. I just want to walk you through the first verse to The Lady is a Tramp, if you don't mind. So here we go. The Lady is a Tramp. Line one. She's always hungry for dinner at 8. Okay. That's about dinner time. Seems reasonable. I'm good to go to the next line. Line two. She loves the theater and never comes late. Makes sense. Shows are fun. Prompt. I like her. Line three. She doesn't bother with people she hates. Reasonable. And then we get into the chorus. That's why the lady is a tramp. And you're like, that's why? She seems perfectly nice, you know? It's just like, Frank Sinatra, a known mob member, is trusting you to go on this journey with him, where he's like, okay, so there's this lady, right? She eats food. She enjoys entertainment. Shows up on time. This is a lady who does not talk to people she does not like. And then he independently reaches the conclusion, what a fucking slut. And it's a classic forever, right? This is patriarchy operating on such a sneaky level, I gotta hand it to him, right? Because the song bangs, I'm gonna keep listening to it, right? It's a good song. But he's singing about nothing. Like he's just, and hoping no one notices, right? He's just like, she wears bug spray if there's bugs. She went to high school. That's the law. She wears clothing when clothing's appropriate. That's why my sister is a cunt. And you're like, why? A perfectly nice lady. The song's way more about Frank Sinatra than the very boring woman he's describing. All right, have a good night. Thank you.
not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hall from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Bears, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Listening to the
Liam Burke Show.
You are indeed listening to the Liam Burke Show, and if you're not familiar with what goes on here, I see two. Hello, Caroline. Hello, Aoife. If you're not familiar what goes on here, I play music from the 60s, 70s, 80s and today. Classic rock, blues, hard rock, 80s rock, hairbrush metal, whatever you want to call it. I play it here every week and you can get me on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, and you can also get me at liamburkshow.com if you so wish. And there are also places that you can avoid me on. If you want to send in, this is a recording and it goes out on a Saturday on the liamburkshow.com. So if you fancy joining in, maybe requesting a song, why not do so? And I will do my best to play it for you. Why not? As long as it's not poxy Westlife. And anyone that says Westlife will just be ignored the whole night long. I usually play about 15 songs and I throw in some comedy, which I did this week, which was Jamie Loftus, Sex Symbol to the Haunted House Community. And there you had Blackberry Smoke with Run Away From It All. And I will do my best to play the songs here. Why not? So give me a shout. See what you want to do. If you want to hear some of the hairbrush metal, the old 60s rock, all that kind of stuff, why not? Let me know. And I'll do my best to play it. Now, Facebook have decided that in the next 2 weeks or so, that they're going to be stopping all this kind of stuff, this kind of recording, which music, which I don't own, and I don't make money from it. So therefore, they're thinking that they're going to stop it all and make sure that you, you don't hear it. So even if the artist that owns the songs play, they will also be stopped if Facebook recognises, if they play it on Facebook Live. I mean, they're really cutting out all the live music that goes on. Like, we can't go to a pub to listen to live music anymore. So therefore, this is the only place you can get it. And they're talking about getting rid of it as well. So who knows? Anyway, here's a track from Neil Young, and it's Old Man.
Take a look at my life, I'm a lot like you.
There you go, that was Foreigner and Urgent. If you would like to request, hello Kathleen, if you would like to request, why not send me a message on Faceache now at the minute, because we're recording it live, and it will go out on Saturday on liamburkshow.com. It'll also be on Faceache on the Liam Burke Show page. It'll be on Instagram, it'll be on Spotify, anywhere like that you can get us, and as I said before, it's also a place you can avoid us. And if you have a list of 15, 20 songs you want to send me some week, why not send them to me at guitarstoney1969@gmail.com. You can get me on Faceache, you can get me on Spotify, Castbox, Instagram, all them places, and I'll do my best to play it. And also, if you're only listening in for the first time, we do comedy as well throughout the show. So it's unedited comedy, so if you're offended easily, please, please, please do not give out to me, because you can always switch it off or stop it if that was to be your thing. And sometimes along the line when I'm recording this, Facebook decide that they are going to block it or stop it. So if you're listening live and then you wonder later on in the show, or if you're listening back on the videos, someone says, I can't hear what's going on there. Well, that's Facebook. They've blocked it. And they are talking about from the 1st of October stopping all live recordings of music that they do know. So they're talking about doing it. So even if you're an artist and your music, you're playing your music through your guitar or whatever, and if Facebook recognize it, they will stop it. Anyway, here's some Tom Petty and Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Town again.
There you go, that was Tom Petty and Mary Jane's Last Dance. If you would like to hear a track, I've now switched over to the Liam Burke page, so maybe a few more could see it there. And if you want to hear anything from the 60s, 70s, 80s, from rock, blues rock, hair metal, heavy rock, whatever you want to hear, just come along, give me along. As long as it's not Westlife or Boyzone or any up-to-date crap that is out there at the minute, because there's so much great stuff that's gone by. So just do, and if I get stopped halfway through, you'll know why, because it will be because of Facebook. If they recognize something, they won't allow me to play it. So anyway, here is Warren Zevon with My Shit's Fucked Up.
To the doctor, I said, I'm feeling kind of rough. Let me break it to you, son, your shit's fucked up. I said, my shit's fucked up. Well, I don't see how. He said, the shit that used to work won't work now. Thank you.
There you go, that's Jailbait from Wishbone Ash. Now, just coming up with more comedy, and this time around, it's going to be coming from Beth Holt, and I Married the Wrong Guy. Now, if you would like, this is a recording, just to let you know. It's a recording of the Saturday show, which goes out on Saturday on liambookshow.com. And you can check it out if you want. And if not, there's also a place to avoid it. If you want to play a song now or get a mention, or you have someone that is Bertie's on Saturday, why not give me a shout now and I'll play it through the show. And if you also want a track played, please do. It's 60s, 70s, 80s, hairbrush metal, rock, blues, hard rock, whatever you want to. Just get in contact with me. Here is Beth Holt and I Married the Wrong Guy.
Guys, I mean, I can't believe we're at this time of year again. Here we are, about to name another winner of The Voice. Let's all, on the count of three, let's all say our favorite past Voice winner. Three, two... I have in my apartment, I have a blue headless, armless mannequin. Who else? And I got her, I bought her at a flea market because she was really just intimidating me. And I do know that the one way to gain control over something that's, you know, intimidating you is to own it. My husband taught me that. And so I bought her. And now she's in my apartment, she gets to see my life, and it's good. Like I can cook, and like she doesn't have arms, you know? And I have friends over, and like, she doesn't even have a phone, you know? So it's but I do wonder, like, do I have like a personality disorder, you know, that I care so much what Vanessa thinks about me? But she told me I don't. And I trust her. I don't trust her. Sometimes I buy clothes and return them. And I like to put little notes in the pockets that say, I love you. Just so that the person who tries them on or buys them knows that I was loved. I just flew. You guys like to fly Southwest, right? Because you can change your flight. That's great. Then you always forget that when you get to the airport, that's when the anxiety kicks in because you don't have a seat assignment. And I recently just really discovered the emotional and mental toll of being class C, boarding class. That's the last boarding class. I forgot to check in. I'm human. And I got C60. I just felt the air sucked out of the room. Yeah. So I was second last person to board. And you just feel like a real piece of shit. Because, like... the person has kept that middle seat open and they're pretty sure by now that they're going to get away with it. And you have to be the one to ruin their day and be like, can I? And then they hate you and you hate yourself. You suck. You're C boarding group. And then like the stewardess comes by, you know, and asks if anyone wants a beverage and she asks you. And I just was like, I just whispered, I don't deserve one. And then I got off the plane and I went to baggage claim. I didn't even check a bag, but I insisted on taking everyone's bag. Here you are, sir. Here you go, ma'am. And then I went to go to the ride share and my family was there to pick me up. You know, my kids are yelling, mommy. And my husband was like, Samantha. And I was just like, I don't deserve that name. And my dog was there, Otis, Wheaton Terror. He's a rascal, but he deserves someone who can at least be in the B group, you know? So I got an Uber and I think about them a lot, but they're better off. I decided something recently that I for sure want to be cremated because I don't like other people doing my makeup. So I figured that out. I do want to have kids. I got married, and I'm always meant to marry a guy who had a kid. That was always the plan, so that I could have a kid without having to have a kid, you know? And also, then there's less pressure to get along with the kid. I'm very worried I'm going to have a baby, and I'm going to be like, I don't like him. And then if you have a stepkid, there's just no pressure, you know? You get to be like, his daughter, she hates me, you know? And then at some point, you get to have the moment where you're like, go to your room, Jesse. You know, and then she's like, you're not my mom. And then I'll laugh and I'll pour her some wine. I don't care if she drinks. She's not my kid, you know? But maybe my next marriage I'll get one of those. But I'm awkward around kids because I feel like until you have them, you don't know what they can do at certain ages. And so I always get it wrong with my friends' kids. You know, I'm like, how old are you? You know, can you show me with your fingers? And they're like, I'm going to be late for guitar. You know, but then I try and treat them like an adult. You know, I'm like, how are you, Miss Thing? And the mom is like, support the neck. Just always getting it wrong. I feel like I want kids. I do. I feel like they're like expensive sunglasses, you know, and that like you think you want them and you got to have them, but then the sun goes down and you're like, I don't want to carry these around anymore. It's true. I'm pretty good at being different types of mom, and I just want to give you guys a rundown just to kind of show little quick tips on how to be all the different kinds of moms on TV. So here we go. This is a mom in a commercial. Okay, mom in a commercial. Honey, what's this? Okay, and then a mom in like a sitcom, like a primetime show. Honey, what's this? There's a little more of a problem there. This is a mom in like a TNT, like a Law and Order. Honey, what's this? And then this is a CW show. Honey, what's this? Because it's like sexy. He like planned a dinner or something. Okay, this is a mom in like an Amazon or a Hulu, like a new dramedy show. Okay. Honey, what's this? This is Claire Danes. Honey, what's this? And last but not least, Laura Linney. Honey, what's this? Thanks. You guys are so...
Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love...
Hey,
you're damn right.
Welcome.
Yeah, there you go. That was Guns N' Roses for my little nephew, Kenai. Your little culture. Yeah. He's calling me a culture. And he's a little... trying to get his hair cut. That's especially for Kenai. Anyway, he's up in Dublin. And if you want to listen to your track from the 60s, 70s, 80s, from rock, classic rock, and this will go out on Saturday on the podcast on liamburkshow.com. You can also get it on Spotify. It's on Instagram. And it's on Faceache if you want to listen. And if you have 15, 20 songs you want to let me play here, as long as they're classic rock-ish stuff, I'd be happy to play them here. Just get me on liamburkshow.com. You get me at guitarstoney1969@gmail.com, and I'll also play them as well. And if you have any comedy links as well you want to hear, why not tell me as well, and I'll play them. And as October comes in, you know what the time is. It's my Christmas. It's also known as Halloween. I'll be playing some stuff from the horror movies as well. So if you have any suggestions for them, why not let me know, and I will play them for you there as well. Now, time for more music. And here is Pink Floyd with Two Suns in the Sunset. And if you'd like to play songs, Gino, why don't you select a song and I'll play them for you. Because I've got some, who have I got here? Oh yes, I have Audio Slave, and I have some Doors coming up as well. So lots more besides. So if you are interested, why not shoot me on the Faceache. A message on the Faceache, and I'll play it for you as well. Here's Pink Floyd, Two Suns in the Sunset. We'll be right back.
Simmons of Kiss.
Hey, this is Goldust. Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this ODB, Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit, Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening
to the Liam Burke Show.
We'll be right back.
Gone Shooting from AC/DC for Mr. Jimmy Duff. Now, as I said, this goes out live tonight, recorded, and it goes out on a Saturday on liambookshow.com and also on Facebook Liam Book Show. You can get Spotify, Castbox, Instagram. They're all the places where you can see this or hear this show. So if you would like to dedicate a song to someone, if you'd like to say happy birthday to someone on Saturday or over the weekend, why not let me know. I've more comedy coming up for you again, and what happens is I do play comedy throughout the show. I usually play about 15 songs, so when the 15 songs are up, that's me up and done and dusted. That was, as I said, AC/DC and Gone Shooting. Here's a song I haven't heard for a long, long time, and then we've got some, what have we got? Oh yes, we've got Sabrina Jalise with Hunting with the In-Laws coming up after this from Dire Straits, and it's Six Blade Knife.
Thank you.
There you go, that was Dire Straits and Six Blade Knife. In case anyone's wondering what is going on here on Face Ache at the minute, it is me recording. I do normally on a Monday night, I record the show that goes out on a Saturday. It's the podcast, liamburkshow.com. And on a Monday night, I record it. So it's as I would try this on Facebook Live to let you guys interact as well. And Jenny had said to me that, Liam, you're in the shower with me. I'm sure Dave won't be too happy about that. Dave, get over that one. And it goes out on Saturday, after 1 o'clock on Saturday morning, AM. The show goes up there and you can listen to it back. And if you've got a list of songs that you want to play, 15 songs or so, classic rock or 60s, 70s, 80s kind of stuff, blues, hard rock, any of that kind of stuff, why not send it to me on guitarstoney1969@gmail.com, on Facebook Liam Burke Show, on Spotify, Castbox or Instagram. And you can also get me on liamburkshow.com as well. So just send them on to me and I'll do my best to play them for you. And if you have any comedy links, just like I put into the show as well, which I do put them in, and just for anyone listening out there, it's probably not for little ears, so just in case you're wondering why I do that, it's definitely not for little ears. But here is Sabrina Jalise with Hunting with the In-Laws.
Hello my friends, I am Canadian. Yes, thank you, good night. Ooh, this is good. It's so good to be home. I've been living in New York, which is good. It's good. In the winter, it sucks, though, as a Canadian, because every time I complain about being cold, someone's like, come on, girl, you're Canadian! Bitch, I'm human. You don't do that in other situations, right? Like, dude, I am starving. Come on, girl, you're Somalian! You can take it. It's not good. It doesn't work. People are touchy about race. I was in a cab the other day. The driver's brown. I'm half Pakistani. You can tell by the way I just said Pakistan. Yeah, that girl's legit. So I'm trying to show off to the guy. I whip out a little Urdu. I'm like, kya hal hai mera bacha idhar aao, which is impressive for a girl that looks Puerto Rican. Right? This guy's offended. He's like, I'm not Pakistani, I'm Indian. Oh, you're also a dick. Like, it's the same thing. India and Pakistan were even the same country till the 50s. So it's actually like mistaking twins. It's like seeing one of the chicks from Tia and Tamara being like, yo, Tia, what's going on? I'm not Tia. I'm Tamara. I split from Tia years ago. Sorry. It's actually a perfect impression of both of them. I'm gay, in case you're blind. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Homophobes over here, not clapping, you know? Homophobes. Or you could be old and be like, she's just sporty. I'm gay. I am gay. Spoiler alert, Sporty Spice, also gay. I wish I knew I was gay when I was 12. You know how amazing sleepovers would have been? Right? Truth or dare? Dare. Show me your titties, everyone. Yeah. Bring your mom down here. Let's play this game. Bring your dad down here. I'm confused. Even if they pick Truth, I'd be like, Truth, how y'all feel about showing me your titties? I had a hard time coming out to my dad because he's Muslim. Now he expects me to get like 10 wives. That's a lot of wives, guys. I do have one wife. I got married last year.
The little things.
To get to heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can leave.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
There you go. That was it was Gasoline from Audioslave, and I've got a good friend of mine. I see him here on the Facebook Live with us, and Mr. Adrian Crawley's here as well, Pat McGrogan as well, and I see Roy has popped in, so I decided to play this from his album, Nowhere Special. You can go to royshields.com and pick it up for 15 squids, 15 songs for 15 quid. You can't go wrong. It's Roy Shields and Michaela. Stop in the middle of it. Oh, jeez. The internet has just kind of given me a bit of grief now at the minute. So I'll have to check that out. Roy, I do apologise about that. I don't know why it's just at stopping, but it just did. Hopefully it'll come back in a second. The internet both ways is gone. Yeah. No, it's not happening. Anyway, I'll have to just continue with one of these songs. I do apologise. If let me see where we've gone here. Yeah, it's okay. All good there. We'll just have to check it out. Sorry about this, but I just had to check out stuff beforehand. And it's unfortunate that I was in the middle of playing that great track from Mr. Roy Shields. So here is a track from The Cult, and it's Fire Woman. Yeah, it's decided to go as well. I don't know what's going on. The internet has just decided that it's not having any of it at the minute. So I do apologize about that. And we'll have to just revert back to CDs. So here is The Doors. There you go, that was The Doors and Moonlight Drive. The internet went down a little bit. I'm going to have words with you, Niall. No, I'm only kidding. It just happens. Things happen like that. And the live went down in the middle of Roy's song, Michaela. But if you go to royshields.com, you can check out Nowhere Special, the new album. And it is, of course, a great album. 15 songs for 15 quid. Go and support the man. Album's only out since the 15th of July, Roy's birthday. Just giving anyone heads up for the next year. But check it out. Roy Shields, Nowhere Special. And that you had there was The Doors. Now it's time for me to get out of Dodge. I do about 15 songs each week and a bit of comedy in between. So if you would like to send me some 15 songs of classic rock or blues, rock, hard rock, 60s, 70s, hairbrush metal, whatever you want, and some comedy links, why not do so? And I will do my best to play them for you here some week. So it's time for me to get out. And it's Liam Bourke signing off on the Liam Bourke Show. I'm going to leave you with a track from Thin Lizzy, and it's called Southbound. Till next week, take care. See you all soon. And remember, it's on www.liamborkshow.com. Check it out. See you all soon. Take care.